Certainly, we bring you greetings from Cornerstone Apostolic Church in the city of Pomona, where Jesus is Lord, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. On this day, we gather together with family, friends, and or maybe due to obligations or circumstances beyond control, you might be alone at this moment, but it's still a Merry Christmas. We're joining in with others, the masses around the world, that to observe this religious and cultural celebration, the birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus is born. Some of the traditions for this celebration include songs, but not limited to this, but we know that it includes songs and gift giving and festivities of assortments. I found in the Word of God that it says in Luke, the second chapter, 13 and 14, it said, "And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God." And I want you to catch that, because the Bible said there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts. It doesn't tell us what that host consists of. I'm under the inspiration that they are those that was sometime disobedient, some that had left and went on to be with the Lord. For precious is the death of the saints in the eyes of the Lord. And so some of them made up the heavenly host because they would have been with the Lord. And the Bible said they were singing and praising God. It says that they made this declaration: "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all men." Somebody was reading their Bible, and that's a good thing to do, to read your Bible, to steal some time away, to turn off the cell phone, to turn off the on-demand, and to just steal away and spend some time reading your Bible. You don't know what inspiration or what God is going to inspire, how God is going to speak to your heart through his word. The Bible says in Psalms 98, 1 through 3, it says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten us salvation. Salvation have come from the Lord. He has brought and has given us victory. The Lord have made known his salvation. His righteousness have he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He have remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of God. The nations are called to celebrate because God is faithful. He's been faithful to the house of Israel, and he has brought salvation to the world. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The nations are called to celebrate because God has brought us salvation." It was said that as Isaac Watts was inspired by Psalms 98, to pen the words of this famous song, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their song employ. While fields and floods rock hills and plain, he ruled the world with truth and grace. He maketh the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and the wonders of his love. The Lord is come." That's a reason to celebrate. For us to receive the King of glory is a reason to celebrate. He said that we should prepare him room. David said, I've hid your word in my heart. We ought to prepare a place in our heart for the word of God and for the moving of God's spirit in our life. The Bible, it says that he reigns, that the Savior reigns. Is he reigning in your life today? Someone may not have known that Jesus lives. They may have thought it was over when he was crucified, but the story did not end there. He reigns with grace and truth. If you want to know truth, if you want to know grace, you have to get to know Jesus Christ. The glories of his righteousness and the wonders of his love will be revealed. We're not talking about bamboozle. We're not talking about someone playing mind games or tricks on you, but we're talking about what's real in life. The Bible tells us over in Matthew's, the second chapter, it says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there was wise men from the east of Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we come to worship him.'" They were navigated. They were in the east, but they were navigated by the star that they saw, that Jesus was born. The star of Bethlehem, that is known by, appeared, and showing that something spectacular is happening. Something is going on that has never occurred before. They may have seen a comet fly through the sky. They may have seen a meteor. They may have seen a starburst. But there was something that was different about this star, because it symbolizes the birth of Jesus Christ. The text inspired these words by a poem, amen, by the name of Placid. Placid wrote these words. He said, "Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error penning, till he appears and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoiced. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees and worship him." Oh, holy night. When we think about the songs that have been sang in this season, we know that they can be sung 365 days a year. Oh, bless you, Lord God. It's befitting that we think about the goodness of God, that not just to say today, but every day. While it is often said during this time of the year, Jesus is the reason for the season, we know he is the reason for every season. For without him, nothing would exist. All things was made by him, and everything that exists was made. Everything that there is came into existence by the word of God. For the Bible said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made by him." When we go back to Genesis, we see that God said and spoke, "Let there be light," and it appeared. God spoke, and the animals appeared. God spoke, and the grass, the water separated, and we had dry land. God spoke, and confusion, things that was out of order, came into place. Things that did not exist begin to exist. Then God took and scooped the dirt from the ground and created male and female that did not exist before, and blew breath into their bodies, and man became a living soul. Bless you, Lord. It's a reason to say Merry Christmas. When we think about God, when we think about the reason for this season, the song says that God gave gifts unto men. Psalms 2 and 7. It says, "I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee." Matthew 3 and 17 says, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." Psalmist speaks about the coming of the Lord and how God would give his only begotten son. Matthew picks it up and says that the voice came and solidified. The voice came and co-signed that Jesus was the one to come. Luke picked it up in the ninth chapter, the 35th verse, and said, "This is my beloved son, hear him." If we're going to have a Merry Christmas, we've got to believe in the Son of God. If we're going to have a Merry Christmas, then we have to hear him and what he has to say. One day someone sat down and thought about the reason for the season. They didn't say it was Christmas. They didn't say it was Hanukkah. They didn't say it was Rosh Hashanah. They didn't say it was Easter. It wasn't Yom Kippur. But they thought about the reason for every season. Maybe you received a gift and you thought about it. A blessing. Or someone in your life that's good to you and for you. Maybe it's a moment like this where you take a look and take a breath and respect the ability to breathe again without the apparatus, or your heart is beating. You're not connected to anything. Maybe you just came to yourself and asked a very important question to you. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits unto me? I believe when we think about the reason for the season, we ought to think about what God has given unto us. It's not about Target today. It's not about Walmart today. But it's about Jesus Christ. What did the Lord render unto you long before you even knew yourself? When your parents was getting together, whether they was fooling around in the back seat of a car, whether they was at home, whether they was married or not married, God had you in mind that one day you would be born. And when you're born, you'll be born with benefits. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits unto me? I believe all of us need to take a moment and reflect on the benefits of his presence. Job said, his presence is near me. I recognize the presence of God. I recognize what God is doing in my life. We ought to all think about the goodness of God and think about what God is doing in our life. He said, for life is long for me, and the breath of God is in my nostrils. That's the presence of God with every breath we take, with every inhale we make, with every exhale we give. It's the presence of God. He said, the Spirit of God have made me, and the breath of his Almighty have given me life. That's a reason for the season. That's a reason to say Merry Christmas. The Bible tells us over in Isaiah, he said, God who made heaven and earth and stretched them out wide, he hung it like a curtain so that we can't see behind it, but there's some great gifts behind that curtain. The Bible said he spread the earth and its four offspring, and he gave them breath. He gave breath to all the people that's up on it. He gave them spirit that it can walk in it. That's the reason to say Merry Christmas, that we have breath in our bodies, that we're standing vertical and not horizontal. My grandson said, he said, listen here, Papa. Who used those words? I said, we render unto God. Bless you, Lord God. Come on and give God some praise. He said, what? Papa, you said render. Well, let me help you out here. We don't use the word render today, but it means to return something for good, to return something we receive. For some, it means to reciprocate. It means we're going to respond. We're going to give back. We're going to do something. I begin to think about this. My soul got happy. I begin to think about God and how good God is. Think about what God has done for me. And I've had to stop for a moment. And I said, you know what? I could sum it up with these words. That God did us all. He did us a solid. In other words, God gave us a favor. Favor we didn't deserve. Favor we shouldn't have. Mercy we don't deserve. Mercy we shouldn't have. God did us a solid. And that's the reason that we can say Merry Christmas. Some of us can look back and think about how we escaped. Think about where we came from. the overdose that you escape from, the sickness that you escape from, the credible threat that missed you, the bullet that flew by you, the heart attack that didn't happen, the stroke that stopped. I believe the psalmist was thinking about the gifts of God, the gifts he received, the undeserved gifts. He may have thought about what he did wrong, thought about God, thought about the mess he'd been in, thought about how he was delivered, when he ran into the cave, when the killers was after him, and God took a spider and made a web in front of the cave. That's a reason to say Merry Christmas. When he committed adultery, my God, and God forgave him, whooped his behind, set his feet straight, turned him around. He gave God some praise. That's a reason to say Merry Christmas. He said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits unto me? What am I going to give? He went on to say, it was a wild moment, a moment that David thought about. He looked back over his life and said, if it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, let Israel say, if it had not been for God, when man rose up against me, I can remember when the wrath was kindled against me, when I had to act like a crazy man, when I had to spit all over my beard, when they had captured me and would have taken me out. But by the grace of God, that's a reason to say Merry Christmas. I've had some grace. God give me a solid. Bless your name, Lord. I escaped. I didn't get captured and fall into this. They prayed. I could have been eaten up by them. But God allowed me to escape. It was the Lord on my side. They had me. I was spit. There was nothing I could do. But God gave me a solid. If God gives you a solid, you ought to say Merry Christmas. If God gives you a solid, you ought to bless the name of the Lord. If God gives you a solid, you ought to sing praise. My God, I believe God, he did a solid for the entire world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. What shall we do? The Merry Christmas means that I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to be of good cheer. I'm going to enjoy life. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I'm going to be merry. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to live. I'm going to inhale. I'm going to exhale. I'm going to marry and be merry myself. Bless you, Lord God. That's why we can say Merry Christmas. Merriness begins with you first, and it spread outward. Oh, my God. When it's Merry Christmas in you, then it becomes Merry Christmas in the neighborhood. When it's Merry Christmas in you, then it becomes Merry Christmas in the community. When it's Merry Christmas in you, then it becomes Merry Christmas in the city. And it becomes a worldwide epidemic. Then those that moan can be comforted. Those that are hungry can be fed. And not only fed, but taught how to fish. Righteousness will prevail. Fairness for every man, woman, boy, and girl. Laws won't be passed that will take a juvenile that just had a fight with a friend and convict them of a felony. When it's fair, people receive what they should have and rather than what you want to give them. But that's because it's not a Merry Christmas yet. But when it's a Merry Christmas, then the earth will be salted. When it's a Merry Christmas, then the true Christmas lights will shine bright in the city, and men will say, Merry Christmas. God did me a solid. He did you a solid. We ought to all be saying Merry Christmas because of what God has done. God has blessed us. God has blessed you. If you don't know you've been blessed, you need to stop by at 524 East Pasadena Avenue in the city of Pomona and understand what a true blessing is. Because see, money don't buy the blessing. Packages and things that we enjoy are temporary. If it wasn't, people would be able to exit the hospitals because they have money, because they have the right plan. But when you know that prayer, that anointing, that anointed individual that God has anointed and appointed, the Bible said if you're sick, call for the elders of the church and they will anoint you and pray for you and you shall recover. If you sin, sin will be forgiven. He didn't say what sin. He didn't say that the sin you committed was so great that it could not be forgiven. Don't let the devil bamboozle your mind. If Matthews was here, he would say, Merry Christmas. People hated me because I was cheating them out of their taxes. But God has turned me around. And now I took what I did, what I stole from others, and I gave back to them even more. Merry Christmas. When Peter's wife was here, she was sick, but Jesus healed her. Oh, bless your Lord God. She would say, Merry Christmas. The woman with the issue of blood that spent all her money, that was taken advantage of by doctors. I'm even going to say some of them was witch doctors because they knew they didn't have any healing power. But they lied and bewitched the woman. But then she touched the hem of his garment and God did her a solid. She would say, Merry Christmas. David said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits unto me? What are you going to render to the Lord? Let's start with a Merry Christmas. God bless you.